الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم لم يذكروا الله تعالى فيها، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, from the inception of this human being in this world, from the day the child is born, each and every human being is engaged in a conflict or a battle. However, this is one conflict and battle which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has predetermined that no human being will be victorious. The conflict that I am referring to is the loss of the greatest possession which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, and that is time. If it was possible that anyone could be victorious in this conflict against time, then like the poet says, لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَدُومُ لِأَهْلِهَا لَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِيهَا مُخَلَّدًا. That if anyone was going to be granted perpetuity, if anyone was going to be victorious against time, if anyone was going to be able to defy the system of this transient world and temporary life, then Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not have drunk from the cup of death. Allah would have granted his Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam perpetuity in this world. However, unequivocally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Quran, direct mode of address: إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. You, my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will die. وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. And every one of them will die. Time is a mata. Time is a very, very precious possession. Time is that commodity. In many, many places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam and oath. Wal fajr, by the oath of the daybreak. Was subhi idha tanaffas, by the oath of the dawn as it takes a breath. Wal layli idha yasr, by the oath of the night as it passes the day. Wal layli idha yaghsha, by the oath of the night as its darkness envelops. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى, by the oath of the day as it lights up. وَالْعَصْرِ, by the oath of time itself. Not only does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take qasam and oath on time and aspects of time, but those portents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation that bring time into existence and by which time is measured, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam and oath on them also. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى, by the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. All these qasams and oaths Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking to conscientize you and I, to awaken us up to the absolute reality that not only is gold and silver and diamonds and worldly possessions valuable, Worldly possessions are that commodity, if you lose them, you can replace them. You lose money, you can replace it. You lose a job, you can replace it. Some investment goes off, you can get another investment. But time is that commodity, time is that mata'. Time is that precious possession which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted each and every one of us. Which, the reality of it is constantly receding. We are constantly losing time. This inexorable, incessant motion of time, which Quran encapsulates in the expressions, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ يُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. Day follows night, night follows day. Day is wrapped up by night, night is wrapped up by day. Day enters night, night enters day. And inexorably, like a block of ice that is melting relentlessly in the glare of the sunlight, the seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months and years of our lives are slipping away. Each and every one of us is on a journey. Each and every one of us is on a journey of life. And with every passing day, like Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ya Ibn Adam, innama anta ayyam, in dhahaba yawmun dhahaba ba'duk. He said, O Ibn Adam, O insan, you are a collection of days. 120 days old, when that fetus was in the womb of the mother, the angel of Allah was sent down. And all those things were recorded amongst them. The time of your mort, the time of your death was recorded, set in stone. رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ. The pens have been lifted, the pages are dry. That time will not change. According to some riwayat, it was recorded on your forelock. And Hassan Basri rahimahullah describes it like this. He says, Al-mawtu ma'qudun binawasikum wa dunya tutwa mi waraikum. He says, mort and death has caught you by your forelocks. It is in front of you. And this life, this time, this amanat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you in this world, tutwa mi waraikum, is being wrapped up behind you. One of the greatest challenges that we face. Our avowed enemy, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا. Allah says, Shaitan is your enemy. Adopt him, understand, realize he is your enemy. He took an oath with Allah. فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. He took an oath and he said, one of the cunning plots of Shaitan will be to mesmerize this human being by the glitter and glamour and lights of this world, the attractions of this world. So that many of us, unfortunately, my respected brothers, are living in denial. Denial of what? Denial of our mort. Denial of our death. Denial of the temporary nature of the life of this world. Denial of this tick, 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 tick of this clock. That Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala who describes, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدِ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدِ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودِ. He says, will you not observe the movement of time, layli wa nahar, day following night, night following day? What is happening? يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدِ. Every new thing is being made old. يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدِ. Every distant thing is brought near. This is Shaitan's trap, like a rubber band to stretch things out to you. When you are 20, he will convince you you're going to live till 70. The man reaches 70, he's still clinging on to life. He thinks he's going to live that much longer. This is Shaitan's trap, like a rubber band to stretch out this life. Yet, beautifully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eradicates this mindset and thinking in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. Allah says, you think it is very far away. You think that qabr and that hole in the ground is very far away. You think that time of standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and giving hisab and reckoning is very far away. You think that Qabr and Akhirat and Hashr is very far away. This is why you are involved in this relentless rat race of this dunya. One investment is never enough. It's another investment, then another investment, then another chase, and another chase, and another chase, and you keep shifting the goalposts. When the call is made that wake up to the reality of life, make tawbah, come back to Allah, come back to the masjid, knock the door of Allah, go out in the path of Allah, begin to sacrifice in this world, prepare for your akhirat. When this call is made, then innahum yarawnahu ba'ida. Allah says, you think it is very far away, you've got a lot of time. You've got a lot of time to continue delaying. Allah says, wa narahu qariba. No, understand, it is very, very near. The time of your mort is very near. Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, akhadha an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi mankibayya. He said, my beloved master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught hold of me. He caught hold of me by both my shoulders. When do you catch somebody by his shoulders? When you want to shake the importance of something into him. When you want to make him understand the importance of the message. Such was the love, the shafqa, compassion, kindness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah bin Umar says, my Nabi caught hold of me by both my shoulders. And he said, kun fid dunya, kannaka gharib o abiru sabil. He said, O Abdullah, live in this world like a stranger or a traveler. Live in this world like a stranger or a traveler. Wa'ud nafsaka min ahlil qubur, and count yourself amongst the dead. Don't think you've got a lot of time. Don't think that there is opportunity to delay. Yubliyani kulla jadid. يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala who says, this movement of time, every new thing is made old, every distant thing is brought near. I often give this example. When the child is born, the parents are envisaging in their mind's eye, thinking it is far away in the future, the day my son or daughter will get married, the day my son will graduate. Milestones of life. A future is being mapped out. And in one's mind's eye, one is planning, anticipating these things to be long in the distant future. Yet how quickly does the time not pass? How quickly does the time not pass? It seems our youth was only yesterday. It seems we just got married just yesterday. Someone is married 20, 30, 40 years. How quickly does the time not pass? And how bewafa and disloyal this world is. So many plans were made. That elderly father was imagining the day his son will get married or graduate. How often is it not the case that it is the same elderly father that is lifting the janazah of that young son on his shoulders? A wake-up call to the disloyalty of this world. A wake-up call to the reality of this life, the stark reality that nothing can be taken for granted. The most precious and most valuable commodity that we have is time. Time is that commodity. Allahu Akbar. When Allah speaks of Jannat, what does Allah say? وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. What does this verse mean? Every negative emotion, hasad, jealousy, enmity, greed, avarice, every negative emotion, hasrat, regret, will be snatched out of the heart of a jannati. Why? These are boulders that weigh us down. These are boulders that weigh us down, that deter us from true happiness. So Allah says, when a man enters jannat, we will cleanse his heart of every negative emotion. But there is still one regret, there is still one hasrat that will carry on till Jannat. That even the Jannati will carry. And what is that hasrat? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Laysa yatahassaru ahlul janna illa ala sa'atin marrat bihim lam yadhkuru Allah ta'ala fiha." Even the Jannati will regret the time in this world that he wasted. The time that was wasted. Even the Jannati will regret. Why? Because the time that was utilized correctly, when he sees what Allah has kept for him, when he sees what Allah has prepared for him in akhirat, in return for the time that was spent correctly, all those moments, hours and hours in front of a frivolous novel, hours and hours in front of that shaitan box today till 1-2 in the morning, where is the ummat? Hours and hours behind some football match or some cricket match or some vain or useless amusement. Hours and hours in a club. Hours and hours in parties. Hours and hours in joking around. Hours and hours spent in futile talk. As if we can afford this. As if time is an expendable commodity. As if you are going to get the time back. My respected brothers, New Year has come. Muharram has come. We are not an ummat. Like the poet says, Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha. Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha. Wa kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali. Fa'amal li nafsika qabla al mawti mujtahidan. فإنما الربح والخسران في العمل نجدد سرورا بالهلال إذا بدا وما هي إلا السيف للحتف ينتضي إذا تم العام فهي كناية وترجمة عن شطر عمر قد انقضى. He says, foolish insan, you are celebrating the passage of time. Time is a unique makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time is that makhluk and creation of Allah whose movement defies logic. You sit in a car, you sit in an aeroplane, you sit in a ship, any vessel, you apply energy, it moves forward. This is the trap that we have fallen into, my respected brothers. We think time is also moving forward. Time is not moving forward. You are not getting younger, you are getting older. You are not going away from the grave, you are going closer to the grave. You are not gaining time, you are losing time. Time is receding. Time is receding. What is the cause to celebrate? Why do you celebrate a birthday? Why do you celebrate an anniversary? Why do you celebrate a new year? Why do you celebrate any of the hallmarks by which the movement of time is acknowledged? Hallmarks by which the movement of time is acknowledged are not a cause of celebration. They are a wake-up call. They are a reminder. They are a cause of ibrat and lesson. They are a cause for us to put brakes and think, what am I doing? What is the direction of my life? Last year Muharram, this year Muharram. Am I gone closer to Allah? Is there more khushu and khudu in my salah? Last year I may have been reading one juz of the Quran every day. Now how much Quran am I reading? Last year I may have been giving 3 days every month or 40 days a year. Now how much time am I giving in the path of Allah? Last year my zikr, nisab was so much, how much zikr am I making now? Have I gone closer to Allah or have I gone away from Allah? This is what we are supposed to be thinking about. This is the recollection, this is the reflection. We are an ummat, they are those people of batil. For them, 31st December when it comes, that is their new year. And Allah forgive us, in that one night they will do masiyat and sins that will cover up for the whole year. When that clock hits midnight, what types of behayai, what type of actions of behayai and shamelessness take place? It's mind-boggling. Israf and extravagance, mind-boggling. How can a Muslim ever follow such an example? How can a man of iman ever follow such an example? The poet says, "Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha." You are celebrating the passage of time. Wa kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali. Whereas every passing day is taking you closer to ajal. Ajal, the time, the appointed time. Hatta idha jaa ajaluhum. That time which Allah tells you, walakum mi'adu yawm, a promised time, the time of your mort, the time of your death. Allah promises you that. Once that time comes, no science, no medication, no wealth, no system of this world, no technology, لا تستأخرون عنه ساعة ولا تستقدمون, is going to get you and I even 1 second's extension. Prepare for it. Prepare for it, like Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, موتوا قبل أن تموتوا, die before you actually die. كل يوم مضى يدني من الأجل فعمل لنفسك قبل الموت مجتهدا. So before that time, prepare, because there is no greater happiness. There is no greater happiness than the happiness of that man who has prepared to meet his Allah. And when the time comes for him to leave this world, the malaika with bouquet of roses are coming down to make his istiqbal. And there is no greater sadness, and there is no greater hasrat, and there is no greater regret than the one that will waste the time of this world and not prepare for that moment. Muharram has come, New Year has come. Our heritage is a rich heritage. Turn the clock back. What does Allah remind us of in Muharram? What is the heritage of Islam? What is our background? We are the flowers that have come from which orchard? 27th of Dhul-Hijjah. That personality whom Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر, that if there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. That personality whom my Nabi enters the masjid, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu right side, Umar radiallahu anhu on the left side, my Nabi holds the hands of both of them, raises it up and says, هَكَذَا نُحْشَرُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, exactly like this, Allah will raise us on the day of judgment. That personality who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, on the day of Arafah, Allah is looking at pride, looking with pride at the galaxy of Sahaba, and Allah is looking special gaze of pride on Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That personality, my Nabi says on one occasion, I have two ministers in the heavens, two ministers on the earth. My ministers in the heavens are Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu. My ministers in the heavens are Jibrail and Mikail alayhimus salam. And my ministers on this earth are Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. That personality who my Nabi says to him, that Umar, when you walk down the street, shaitan will go down another street. That personality who once my Nabi is addressing the Sahaba, Umar comes from the back, Rasulullah s.a.w. points to him and says, as long as that personality is in my Ummah, the door to fitna in my Ummah will be closed. Occasion of Jummah is time is too limited to go into the manaqib, to go into the praises, the maqam, the status of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Suffice to say that the galaxy of Sahaba were murid. One Sahabi was murad. Sahaba desired hidayat. One Sahabi, his hidayat was desired. My Nabi raised his hands. Allahumma aizzal Islam bi ahadil amarain. Oh Allah, strengthen Islam with one of the two Umars. One of the two Umars, Amr bin Hisham Abu Jahl, or Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This dua was accepted in the haqq of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. 27th of Dhul-Hijjah, on the Musalla, he stabbed 6 times by Firoz Abu Lulu, the Persian fire worshipper. Learn our heritage. Understand which orchard we come from. Sayyidina Umar, with blood spurting, falls to the ground. What happens? Abu Lulu runs, commits suicide. One or two Sahaba pursue him. One or two Sahaba rush to pick up the injured body of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, which is Fajr Salah. What do the majority of the Sahaba do? This is our heritage. This is where we come from. This is which orchard we emanate from. What do the rest of the Sahaba do? Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu steps forward onto the Musalla and continues the Fajr Salah till the Salah with Jamaat is completed, even in that condition. Sahaba do not break that Salah. Why? Because a seed is being planted. A heritage is being planted. The Ummat is being taught through our history the importance of Salah with Jamaat. And the same Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for the next 2 or 3 days, as he is in and out of the state of consciousness, with the lifeblood seeping away, each time he regains consciousness, first question he would ask, has the time for Salah come? Has the time for Salah come? And what he would say, لا خذ في الإسلام لمن ترك الصلاة. There is no share in Islam for the one who will abandon his Salah. There is no share in Islam for the one who will abandon the haqq of salah. Ask ourselves in this torrid time, in this time of test, in this time of pandemic, this Muharram, have we remembered our legacy? Have we remembered our heritage? Are our masjids not empty at the slightest excuse? Have we not abandoned the fortress of Islam at the slightest excuse? What excuse are we going to have in front of these giants of Islam when we are saying we have abandoned the masjid for the slightest pretext? It was the first of Muharram that Mubarak body was placed in the ground at the feet of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our heritage, which garden do we come from? Buraydah radiallahu ta'ala narrates, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطبنا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was delivering the khutbah of Jumu'ah. Masjid al-Nabawi, Jumu'ah Salah. Khatib is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إذ جاء الحسن والحسين يمشيان ويعثران. The two babies, Sabiyan, the two babies. Which two babies? Those two babies that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Rayhanatayya. Rayhanatayya, they are my flowers. They are my flowers. Those two babies, young, they couldn't walk properly. They were walking, crawling, falling down, walking like that, like how little children walk. Sahaba were facing the Nabi of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could see this. What happens? All of a sudden he gets up, interrupts the khutbah, rushes through the majma, picks up the two babies, comes back to the mimbar, makes the two babies sit on his lap. And then he addresses Sahaba and he says, Sadaqallah, may Allah spoke the truth. Innama amwalukum wa auladukum fitna. Your children and your wealth will be a test for you. Nadartu ila hadaini sabiyain yamshiyan wa ya'thuran falam asbir hatta qata'tu hadithi wa rafa'tuhuma. He says, I saw my two grandchildren, I saw my two babies walking and crawling. Such is my love for them. I could not contain myself. Falam asbir. I could not contain myself until I interrupted the khutbah and went and fetched them. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Dakhala alayya an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kharaja ilayna rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of his house. Wa ma'ahu al-Hasan wal-Husayn. With him was Hasan and Husayn radiallahu anhuma. هذا على عاتقه الواحد وهذا على عاتقه الآخر وهو يلثم هذا مرة وهذا مرة حتى وصل إلينا. One was on one shoulder, the other was on the other shoulder. What was he doing? He was kissing the one, kissing the other, kissing the one, kissing the other until he reached us. Understand the ramifications of this. This was a culture that did not understand or appreciate or even accept such public overt displays of affection for one's children, especially by those who were leaders. So one elderly sahabi, when he sees that this is anathema, he can't understand it. Such love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing for his children. So he addresses him. Ya Rasulullah, innaka latuhibbuhuma. He says, Ya Rasulullah, do you love them? Ya Rasulullah, do you love them? What does my Nabi say? Wallahi inni lauhibbuhuma. Allah's qasam, I love them. Allah's qasam, I love them. And then what does he say? Man ahabbahuma faqad ahabbani. Wa man abghadahuma faqad abghadani. Those of my ummah that will love them, love me. And those of my ummah that will hate them, hate me. Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma fa ahibbahuma. One riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lifts them up and he says, Oh Allah, I love them, you also love them. When they were in the cradle, my Nabi said, Sayyida shababi ahli al-jannah al-hasan wal-husayn. He said, the leaders, the imams of the youth of Jannah will be my grandchildren, Hasan and Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. What more guarantee did they need? What more guarantee did they need but the heritage of Islam had to be preserved? The heritage of Islam had to be preserved. The sabak had to be given. That is why it was the 61st year of Hijrah, the 10th of Muharram, the boiling sands of Karbala. 52 remained of the companions of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Of that 52, there were 16. Ali Rasul, Ahle Bayt, 16 of the direct family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Flowers, that Pak Mubarak family, that Mubarak blood flowed through their veins. Wallah, all our blood together cannot equal the value of one drop of that blood. This was Ali Muhammad, Ali Rasul. This is that family every time we send durood. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. This is that family. The love for them is part of Iman. 52 on the one side, enemies 3,000. I'm not going into details, time has run out. Their water had been cut off for 3 days. The legacy, the sabak had to be given. That Allah's Jannat is not cheap. Islam is not a deen of compromise. Islam is a deen of haq. Islam is a deen of sacrifice. Islam zinda hota hai har Karbala ke baad. That blood will not be spilt in vain. Qurbani is not given in vain. That is the fodder and the fertilizer by which Allah will cause the chaman and the garden of Islam to become ripe and to become full of flowers, to become attractive. The time for salah comes. The night before, he had already seen his grandfather in a dream. His sister Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha reports, she saw him smiling. My brother, why are you smiling at such a difficult time? I saw my grandfather. He says, Dastarkhan of Jannat is already ready for me. Basharat had been given, yet, even in that condition, the time for salah comes. Right hand side flag bearer, Zuhair bin Qain. Left hand side flag bearer, Habib bin Mutahhir. Hussein radiallahu ta'ala says to Zuhair bin Qain, go to Shimr Mal'un. Tell him to hold the battle. Why? Why hold the battle? This is the question. This is the question that college student who found it difficult to take his shoes and socks out to make wudu for salah and made his salah qada. And that housewife of today who is on some shopping expedition at the time of salah. And that businessman of today who the ringing of the till and the ringing of the coin stopped him from coming to the masjid for salah. Each one of us has to revisit this in Muharram. Hold the battle. Why? So that salah with jamaat could be performed. So that salah, even in that condition, one wonders. When the information is received, the battle will not be halted. What does he do? He divides his companions. 26 face the 3,000. 26, even in that condition, make salah with jamaat. How did they make the wudu of that salah? There was no water. Water had been cut off for 3 days. They made tayammum with the sand of Karbala. What type of salah was that? Someone with his ears cut off, chest ripped open, head injured, hand injured, feet injured, body soiled in blood. In that condition, the salah with jamaat was performed. Even in that condition, how the ground of Karbala must have embraced those Mubarak souls when they made sajda in that condition. That was to be their last sajda. By the asr of that day, every one of them had become shaheed. Every one of them had been elevated. Their names had been elevated and kept alive till Qiyamah. They had been honored with shahadat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the legacy was preserved. The sabak was given. The lesson was given to this ummah. That every Muharram revisit this. Don't be an ummah that follows like a flock of sheep. 10 days in Muharram, few tears are shed. 12 days in Rabiul Awwal, a few tears are shed. Some naats and nazams are sung. And no one makes tawbah. No one brings his life onto sunnah. No one starts performing salah with jamaat in the masjid. This is the lesson of Karbala. This is the legacy that was left behind. One of the legacies. That you want to appreciate that. You want to revisit that. You want to identify with Ahle Bayt, Ahle Rasul. You want to show your love. Then show your love for their commitment. Show your love for the sabak that they left behind. Show your love for the legacy that they left behind. And make tawbah from this mindset that this ummah can divest and divorce itself from the masjid. This is an ummah of salah. This is an ummah of jamaat. This is an ummah of masjid. This is the legacy that was left behind. That even in those conditions, the salah with jamaat was never abandoned. We don't follow the Yahud and the Nasara. We don't make New Year resolutions. But at least let this New Year be a wake-up call. Such a difficult year has passed. How quickly did it not pass? How in an instant Allah changed the conditions of the world. What more sabak do we need? What more wake-up call do we need? Now is the time of tawbah. Now is the time to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now is the time to renew our commitment. Because not one of us knows whether we will be here next year Muharram. So let us prepare now. Prepare now. Prepare for our akhirat. Prepare for the time when we have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhirat.